Okay, so in the Davdavim et Aleph, the two Das Gemara finally got to the end of its discussion about when a person is supposed to do Bedikas Chametz. We all know now that it's supposed to be the night of the 14th. So the Gemara asks, after the two Das, V'hashtu dekamu on the Kuyama or Urtahu, when the Mishnah begins, Orla Arba Asa Boitkines Chametz, refers to the night. So Michli Bein the Rabbi Yehuda Bein the Rabbi Meir. Now this Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, we were not in the first Mishnah, then a Mishnah later on in Daf Yud Aleph, about when the Issar of Chametz begins on Erev Pesach. Now they have a machlekes about whether it's from the 5th hour, whether it's from the 6th hour, but all of that is only midrabanan. Midairaisa, everyone agrees that the Issar Chametz only begins from Chatzai Sayyim and Erev Pesach. So Michli Bein the Rabbi Yehuda, from the end of the 6th hour. So Michli Bein the Rabbi Yehuda, Bein the Rabbi Meir, Chametz in Oasa, Omishay Shal Sulamailo, after the 6th hour. So why are we checking the night before the, you know, the night of the 14th? Before the day of the 14th, when the Easter actually takes place. Check, let's do Bedikas Chametz at the beginning of the 6th hour, and then at the end of the 6th hour, when it becomes prohibited, we'll destroy the Chametz. V'chi teima. So you'll say, no, we don't wait till the last minute ever in Yiddishkeit. We don't wait till the last minute in order to perform the mitzvah. V'chi teima z'rizim makdim in the mitzvahs. Of course, we should do it, at the earliest time possible. Still, even with z'rizim makdim in the mitzvahs, nivdok mitzafra. It should be enough to check from the morning. Why are we checking from the night before? Because we find a similar principle with regards to Bris Milah. So when is the mitzvah of Bris Milah take place? On the 8th day, and it has to be done during the day. You cannot do a Bris Milah at night, because the pasuk says, "Ubayoyim hashmini imo b'sar alosay." V'tanya ko hayoyim kosher lemilah. The entire day is kosher lemilah, but not the night before. And when are you supposed to do it? Early in the morning. You should do it at the earliest time possible in the morning. And now, why do we bring up Bris Milah? I don't think Bris Milah here is that relevant to what we're discussing. It's just another example of a mitzvah that applies during the day. So the context of Zrizim Makdim Lamitzvahs happened to be Bris Milah. It's somewhat interesting that the Gemara would bring it up, even though it really doesn't seem to be related to Bedikas Chametz. It sounds like that just happened to have been the context where we learned Zrizim Makdim Lamitzvahs, and therefore the Gemara brings it up here too. Because that's the natural place where Zrizim Makdim Lamitzvahs comes up. So the Gemara says, Bris Milah, applies during the day of the 8th day, and nonetheless, we do it at the earliest time possible. We don't wait till midday or sometime later. Zrizim Makdim Lamitzvahs, Shenema, Vayashkim, Avram, Babayker. Avram got up early in the morning in order to go do the Akedas Yitzchak. So since he got up early in the morning, not to do Bris Milah, he got up early in the morning in order to do the Akedas Yitzchak, that teaches us the principle of Zrizim Akdim Lamitzvahs. But that should have been enough to do it from the morning. Why are we doing it from the night before? So I'm Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, that's for a different reason. Not because of Zrizim Akdim Lamitzvahs, you're right, if that would have been the only consideration, we should have done it from the morning. It's rather, we do it at night, B'shosh B'nei Adam Mitzuyim B'bateim. When people are found at home, we want to do it when they have, the family is together. V'or Haner Yofel B'dika. And another consideration, we'll have to figure out the relationship between these two considerations, but it's also because the candle is better for checking than the sunlight. Sunlight is, fills the room full of light, but it's hard to get into the nooks and crannies. However, the candle, one can maneuver a little bit better, and therefore, and sometimes it's easier, like a spotlight, it's easier to see things, even than, with a spotlight, even when the room is full of light. So the Or HaNer, Zefo Bedika, that's what we wanted to do specifically at night. So Amar Abaye says, once that's the case, that we're doing Bedikas Chametz at night, because that's the time that people are found at home, and because Or HaNer, Yafu Bedika, Hilkach, Haid, Suber, Mir, Abanan, therefore, and we'll have to, tomorrow, Mitzvah, we'll get into, what is the therefore here? But therefore, Haid, Suber, Mir, Abanan, he should not begin learning at the end of the day of the 13th, going into the 14th. Dilma Mishkach Kleishmaisa, maybe he'll get caught up in his learning, and he'll miss out on the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz. So tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, we're going to discuss what is the relationship between this conclusion and the reason why we do Bedikas Chametz at night, and how is this different, or how does this relate to other mitzvahs that apply at night? Can one really not undertake any activity, even learning, even a snack, prior to doing the mitzvah? But that's what the Gemara says in this context, that you should not begin learning, presumably other activities as well, once the time for Bedikas Chametz has arrived. But before we got to the conclusion of the Gemara asked, why are we doing it at night? Let's just do it in the morning, Just like we find by Bris Milah, Zriza Makdima L'Mitzvahs is enough to do it in the morning, and we derive the principle of Zriza Makdima L'Mitzvahs. If you've heard of that concept before, which I'm sure you have, it's Makar, its source is here. We just saw it. Pesachim, Daf Dalet, and Aleph is where it comes from. This is it. Zriza Makdima L'Mitzvahs is derived from Avraham Avinu getting up early to go do the Akedas Yitzchak. So Taisus asks, how do we derive Zriza Makdima L'Mitzvahs from this fact that he got up early in the morning to do Akedas Yitzchak? The Gemara derives in Mesechus Chulin, Tzadi Alpha, Med Alpha, a different halacha from here, that a person should not travel alone at night. Why didn't Avraham Avinu go out at night? The Gemara seems to presume that that would have been a possibility, that he should have gone at night. And maybe Zriza Makdima L'Mitzvahs would have indicated or mandated that he go out at night. But nonetheless, the Gemara says he wasn't able to, because a person doesn't go out alone at night. There's reason why Makdim L'Mitzvahs ve'ein Makdim in Tvei Mitzafer. We don't do it earlier than the morning. V'hava peri gidanosha yolof Rabbi Yavo mehai kuro. Rabbi Yavo learns out from this pasuk that Talmud Chacham lo yeze yechidi b'layla, that a Talmud Chacham should not go out alone at night. See, it has nothing to do with the fact that Zriza Makdima L'Mitzvahs doesn't go to the night. It has to do with the fact that a person is not allowed to travel alone at night because of Mazikin. We discussed this a little bit earlier in the year. What is the problem with traveling alone? V'yesh Leimar. So Taisa says, no, you're right, but Haka Mukach Mikra Da'akeda, this Gemara, Zriza Makdima L'Mitzvahs, is deriving it from the pasuk with regards to the Akedas Yitzchak that he got up early in the morning. And there he would not have been precluded from traveling at night. We're going to get up to that a little bit later. That whenever a person is traveling for a Dvar Mitzvah, like you give Shliach Mitzvah money to someone, that the plane ride should go okay. It really doesn't make sense when people are going to Eretz Yisrael. That's when people do it. You know, give tzedakah money for me at the kaisel. Going to Eretz Yisrael is a shluchei mitzvah anyway. I don't need your extra $5 to make going to Eretz Yisrael shluchei mitzvah. You're going to visit Eretz Yisrael. Anybody who walks in Eretz Yisrael, Arba Amos, is merchel l'kol v'noisav. It's a big inyan to be in Eretz Yisrael. So I don't know why you have to give shliach mitzvah gelt for a person who's going to Eretz Yisrael. It probably is a shliach mitzvah. Anyway, if a guy is going to, I don't want to talk about going to Uman, I don't think you're Shliach Mitzvah. Maybe there you could give a person Shliach Mitzvah Geld, depending on your orientation. Or a person's going, but you're going on Stama vacation to Florida, Miami, we should give Shliach Mitzvah Geld. To give money by the beach. Maybe that'll help you at least somehow. But in Eretz Yisrael, you don't need it. In Eretz Yisrael, it's your Shliach Mitzvah anyway. But okay, so that's what Taisa says. A person is shlichei mitzvah. He's going to do the mitzvah kadosh baruch hu akedas yitzchak. He doesn't have to be worried about mazikin. He'll be protected by virtue of the fact that he's going to do a mitzvah. Oy, says Taisa, another reason he didn't have to be concerned with that at the akedas yitzchak. The shnei na'arav hayu imoy. He was not alone, right? He was together with Yishmael and with Yitzchak. V'hasa muchach mivayashkim avram baboyka. So you're right. We're talking about the pasuk by the Akedah. There's a very similar pasuk which begins Vayashkim Avram Babaiker, having to do with going to daven for the people of Sodom, and there he was by himself. Ah, so that's what the Gemara in Chulin is talking about, an entirely different pasuk than the one we're discussing here. The pasuk we're deriving Zriza Makdima L'Mitzvahs from is from the pasuk of the Akedah. There, in Chulin, we derive the principle a person shouldn't travel alone at night, and that's why Avram Avinu only left in the morning, he didn't go out at night, is by a person who's going to daven, when Avraham Avinu was going to daven for Sodom, which is not necessarily the same kind of a mitzvah as a person who's fulfilling a obligation that a Kadosh Baruch Hu imposed upon him. There he was doing something voluntarily, it is a mitzvah, but not of the same ilk. So the Siv Gavi Sodom, the Wahhabi mitzvah, Taisa says it wasn't a mitzvah at all, it's a little bit of a stretch, it sounds like it was a mitzvah, but it wasn't the same kind of an obligation. And he was by himself. Why did he go alone to Sodom? He didn't bring a minion with him. He didn't want other people to gloat or to be happy about seeing the destruction of Sodom, so he left it, that he went all by himself. So that's where the Gemara says, why didn't he go at night? Because a person is not supposed to travel alone at night. But that's not the same pasuk that we're discussing here, says Taisus. The pasuk we're discussing here is the pasuk by the Akedas Yitzchak, and an entirely different pasuk. The Ein Adam Halach Yichidi Balai has nothing to do with this. He was together with others. He was a Shulchei Mitzvah. That wasn't the concern. Okay, but what do you see from our Gemara? You see that there is a mitzvah of Zriza Makdima L'Mitzvahs. A person should do mitzvahs at the earliest possible opportunity. But you don't have to do it early, right? Zriza Makdima L'Mitzvahs would not mandate that a person do a mitzvah prior to the time of the mitzvah. Just once the time for the mitzvah has arrived, you should do it at the earliest possible opportunity. that would not require a person to do bedikas chametz on the night of the 14th, because the mitzvah really doesn't apply till the day of the 14th, which is biur chametz. So the Gemara says it could have been, enough if it just would have been because of the reason makdim la mitzvah to do it in the morning. The only reason we do it at night is because our haner is yafel lebedika, and that's the time that people are mitzvahim bebatehem. But the reason makdim la mitzvah would not be enough to warrant to preempt bedika's chametz all the way to the night. We never push because of reason makdim la mitzvahs. The mitzvah prior to the arrival of the time of the mitzvah. It's only once the time of the mitzvah has arrived, then you have to do it. So let's say by bris milah too, right? You can't do a bris milah early. So what does reason makdim la mitzvahs indicate? Not that you should do the bris milah before the eighth day. Once the eighth day arrives, to do it at the earliest possible time. And the same is true with regards to Akedas Yitzchak. When was the first time Avraham Avinu could have done Akedas Yitzchak? Was in the morning. He couldn't have done it at night. Why not? So the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh writes in Parashas Vayera, over here, Ois Aleph, on the sheet, Vayashkim Avram Baboiker. Why did Avram Avinu wait to the night? Why didn't he do it in the morning? Because Yitzchak had the status of a karban, right? That's why they brought an aisle in the place of Yitzchak. It was Kiilu a karban. And Ein Makrivim Belaila, the Gemara says in Zvalchim, you're not allowed to bring a karban at night. So he wasn't able to bring Yitzchak for the Akedas Yitzchak at night. He had to do it in the morning. And the reason Makdim la mitzvah requires and mandates that a person do the mitzvah at the earliest possible time, but not that you do it early. That's not what the reason Makdim la mitzvah requires. You should do it at the earliest possible time. So that's why the Netziv over here in his Ha'aris on the Masechta called Meroy Meisa that we mentioned already in Volozhin, which was known as Yeshiva Eitz Chaim, they used to learn Gan Shas al HaSeder. That was the way they learned. They didn't have a machzor like we have in yeshivas today, where they only learn Noshim Nezikin. In YU, our machzor includes Moed, because Rav Soloveitchik gave Shirma Moed. We're the only yeshiva, I think, that does that. But most other yeshivas, it's only Noshim and Nezikin. I don't think most yeshivas learn Psachim. Maybe it's an Elzman or a Kayetzman. And YU, Baruch Hashem, we spend time learning Moed, which I happen to think is very productive. It's a very rich limud, and it gives a little bit of an eye towards Lamaisa instead of just focusing on Cheskes Abatim. Anyway, so we also learned somewhat along the lines of Elazhin of Shechter likes to claim that that's because our yeshiva was a combination of two yeshivas, one of which was, and they combined in the early part of the 20th century, one of them was Yeshiva Eitz Chaim. Our name of our yeshiva is not Eitz Chaim, as we all know, but one of the yeshivas that was part of the group of yeshivas that created one of the ancestral yeshivas of Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Ochanan was Yeshiva Eitz Chaim, and therefore Shechter feels like we have to learn all the Masechtas and Shas just like they did in Volozhin. But in Volozhin they really learned all the Masechtas and Shas, and they went on a Seder and they did the entire Masechta. They didn't just do the first perek, or a few blot in the first perek. They did the entire Masechtas. And the Netziv has Ha'aris Mamash on all of Shas, called Merame Sadeh, because he was a Rosh Hashiva in Volozhin. So in the Netziv's Ha'aris over here, on Masechtas Pesachim, known as the Merame Sadeh, he asks, Akasha on a Ramah. The Ramah, we just finished the Antif of Sukkot, so it's also Menyana de Yoima. Look over here on the Sheet of Marmakam, it's Oiz Yud. The Ramah in Simen Tav Reish Chav Hei tells us, U'mitzvah l'sakin ha'sukah miyah v'achar Yoim Kippur, the mitzvah habaliyodo al yach mitzena. We'll get up to that concept. Mitzvah habaliyodo al tach mitzena is related to zrizim magdimon la mitzvahs. The pasuk says in connection with matzah ushmartem es hamatzos, that you're supposed to watch over the matzos. But the pasuk says the gemara darshan ushmartem es hamitzvos. No, the pasuk says ushmartem es hamitzvos, and the gemara darshan ushmartem es hamatzos. You should watch over the matzos. So either way, just like the matzahs require a person to be shomeret, so it shouldn't become chametz, so too, the Mechilta says a person has to guard a mitzvah b'leyado, al tach mitzena, when a mitzvah comes to your hands, don't delay, just like a person has to move quickly when he's making matzahs in order that it shouldn't become chametz. So too, when a person is presented with an opportunity to a mitzvah, he has to do it as quickly as possible so that it shouldn't become chametz. Mitzvah b'leyado, al tach mitzena. Mitzvahs and matzahs are interchangeable. So we have to move quickly with alacrity when it comes time for, what do you say? When it comes time. Oh. When it comes time, the pasuk says, in Parashas Bo, Ushmartem, as hamitzvahs, Chazal darshan Ushmartem as hamatzahs, that you have to guard the matzah, just like we guard the matzah, that it shouldn't become chametz, a person has to guard the mitzvahs as well. And just like if a person delays in the preparation of the matzahs, it will become chametz, so too a person delays in the performance of a mitzvah, it also becomes chametz. It's a problem. So mitzvah habala yada atach mitzen. When an opportunity to perform a mitzvah arrives, a person should seize it right away and do it immediately, which is along the same lines as reason makdim la mitzvah. So let's look over here. Says the Ramah, comes Matzah Yom Kippur, the time for the mitzvah of Sukkah has arrived. A person should do the mitzvah at the earliest opportunity, which is when Matzah Yom Kippur. Mitzvah lesaken asukkah miyad acha Yom Kippur. The mitzvah bo yada ayach mitzvah. So frak din et siv. 1 minute, that's not what Zrizim Akdimim HaMitzvahs means. Zrizim Akdimim HaMitzvahs, you see from our Gemara, what does it mean? Do the mitzvah at the earliest opportunity. But not do it early. Zrizim Akdimim HaMitzvahs never requires that a person do the mitzvah before the time for the mitzvah has arrived. Only once the time for the mitzvah has arrived, do it right away. So what would Zrizim Akdimim HaMitzvahs mean with regards to the mitzvah of Sukkah? Sit in Sukkah early on the night of the 15th of Tishrei. Now, of course, we know we wait until Tzeis HaKochavim, because we have to wait to eat the matzah till it's Laila. So to Tezvav, Tezvav, we have to wait till it's Vaday Laila in order to sit in the Sukkah. But right away when it's Vaday Laila, don't delay, don't sit and have a conversation in the living room and delay the Sudas Yantiv. Do it right away. That's Zrizim Akdimim HaMitzvahs. Zrizim Akdimim HaMitzvahs does not mean do the mitzvah early. So why would Ramos say Zrizim Akdimim LaMitzvahs or its companion Mitzvah Baliyoda Al Tach Mitzena that do the mitzvah the earliest possible opportunity would require us to build a sukkah Matzah Yom HaKippurim? Why? That's early. The time for the mitzvah has not yet arrived, and Zrizim Akdimim LaMitzvahs only is applicable once the time for the mitzvah has arrived, as you see from our Gemara Mesachim. Zrizim Akdimim LaMitzvahs would not require a person to do Bedikas Chametz, the night of the 14th, because the mitzvah Biur Chametz is on the day of the 14th. So if it would only be because of Zrizim Akdimim LaMitzvahs, and not because the R is Yafa, R Haner Yafa Lebedika, because we want to get people when they're, at home already, it would only be Zrizim Akdimim LaMitzvahs, so we'd do the morning of the 14th, not earlier. So how could the Ramos say to build a sukkah right away after Yom Kippur, because Zrizim Akdimim LaMitzvahs, a mitzvah b'liyada, al tach mitzena, it doesn't apply in that context. It only means once the time for the mitzvahs arrive, do it right away. That's the kasha the Netziv asks. So the Netziv here develops a principle which he really has in his Hamik She'ela on the She'ultos of Rabbi Chai Goyen, which is arguably one of the top five, if not the most famous comment of the Netziv in his entire Hamik She'ela on the She'ultos. And that is that he comments on the She'ultos, he writes over here, Shilta Kuf Samach Tes, Oysu Beis in the Sheet of Mar Mekoymes. The mechayvin the base Israel the meoved mitalalsa umeisev ba shivas yimei the shivas yumi shiva yumi that Chal Yisrael is obligated to build a sukkah and sit in it for 7 days. The chsiv chag hasukkah is tasa the chas shivas yamin uksiv basukkah is teishu shivas yamin. So you have a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah, and not only is there a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah, says the Bechaygoy, there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah. That itself is its own independent mitzvah other than sitting in the sukkah. Klal Yisrael is obligated to make a sukkah. Presumably it doesn't mean we have a mitzvah to build as many sukkahs as possible throughout the land, like a manifest destiny plan of building sukkahs. Presumably it means sukkahs that we're going to sit in, but if a person plans to sit in the sukkah, then he has a mitzvah to build that sukkah. Building that sukkah itself is a mitzvah. And you see a raya to this, not only from the language of Rabbi Chai Goyen, but you have a right to this from the Gemara in Makkos. The Gemara says in Makkos that if a person accidentally kills somebody else because he wasn't careful, he's chopping wood, and a piece of wood goes flying, le'aleinu chas v'sham, and kills somebody. So he's a reitzeach b'shoigeg. He's an accidental murderer. We don't have manslaughter in halacha. Everybody's a murderer because you weren't careful enough. So you're a murderer, but an accidental murderer, and a person is obligated to go into galus, into exile. Rabbi Glasser from Passaic said, what a charif adika hara. He said in his Shabbos Shuvah Rasha, someone sent it to me. He said, wow. He said, what are the statistics, you think? How many people actually had shards of wood that flew off and killed somebody else? What's the likelihood of that? What are the odds? I mean, come on. I mean, if we were doing stats, right? What would be the probability that would occur? Probably pretty low, right? Everyone then chopped wood. How many people got killed from a flying shard of wood? But yet he says, the people are today, unfortunately, with the danger that's going on around us, taking risks in their own hands and putting other people in danger by going around without proper protection and proper precautions. So he says he thought that the likelihood of causing someone else to get harmed, the chas v'shalom, to kill somebody else through our carelessness and the way that we're conducting ourselves, with regards to this unfortunate pandemic that's going on. So he thought that the likelihood was much higher. And if the Gemara says a person who kills somebody else from a flying shard of wood by accident is a reteach b'shoigeg, oh yeah, yeah, what does that mean about the people today who are unfortunately being careless and selfish and thinking only about themselves and not about the people that unfortunately they might be affecting along the way? And he claimed that the punishment for a person who conducts himself in this way is to go into golos. He has to leave the community. You know why? We can't have a community where everyone is only thinking about themselves and no one's thinking about others. So unfortunately as well, we have to be careful within our community that we have an obligation or responsibility to everyone around us to conduct ourselves responsibly and carefully. Anyway, the Gemara says, well, that's only because he's doing a Dvar Rishus. Let's say a person is doing a Dvar Mitzvah. Now, this, of course, is not common today and not in vogue. I'm not encouraging it. But the Gemara says a person who hits his Talmidim, at the time the Gemara was assumed to be a Mitzvah to do that, to hit your children or to hit your Talmidim, with shame chinuch, not because a person loses his cool and his temper. That's an Aveira. Even in the times of the Gemara. But Arav Haroides Talmidoi, a person who's giving, he's hitting the child that he should learn better. Or a Shliach Beisdin who's giving Malkus in Beisdin, which is a mitzvah. And he's supposed to be careful not that that the person shouldn't get killed along the way. That's not the punishment of Malkus. But he doesn't assess the situation properly, and Loyaleno, the person gets killed. So such an individual is not chayv to go into Golos. He's not a Reteach B'Shege because he was Oisik B'Dvar Mitzvah. Person is always a bit varmint, so he's not a reteach b'shoigeg. So too says the Gemara. Let's say a person is chopping wood, and he's chopping wood to build a sukkah. So the Gemara says, then even if a shard of wood goes flying and kills somebody else, he's not a reteach b'shoigeg. You know why? He was Isaac with varmint of building a sukkah. What mitzvah is there in building a sukkah? The mitzvah is to sit in a sukkah. Where's the mitzvah to build a sukkah? So says in Itziv, you see from here, that not only is there a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah, there's actually a mitzvah to build a sukkah. Levi, you want to ask something? Someone raise their hand.
According to the Master's Torah, yeah. I mean, shul's me the rabbon, but if you're doing something that was a mitzvah, you wouldn't be a rotzeach, even if you were
That's if you thought you weren't going to hurt someone. Ah, so over here too. He's saying good. You're defending them. Okay. I hear you. You might be right. I'm not quick to throw stones, as the other knows. Okay, so you might be right. Very good. But how could it be a mitzvah to build? Very good. Good. How could it be that someone, that there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah, not only sitting in the sukkah? We know there's a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. Where is there ever a mitzvah to build a sukkah? So then the Shiltas has a posuk, Chag HaSukkah is Tasa L'chol, you should make a sukkah, but that's not the mitzvah. We all know the mitzvah is to sit in the sukkah. The mitzvah is not to build a sukkah. So the Netziv develops the unbelievable thesis that whenever there's a Hechsher mitzvah, building the sukkah is a preparatory stage in order to sit in the sukkah, what's known as a heksher mitzvah. But whenever you have a heksher mitzvah, the ksuva b'taira, then it takes on the status of the mitzvah itself. And he has a few proofs to this thesis of his. The first is this, that the Shiltas writes is a mitzvah to build a sukkah. Why is a mitzvah to build a sukkah? Because the Torah says, Chag HaSukkah Tasa L'cha. He didn't think that it was actually a mitzvah to build a sukkah. It's a heksher mitzvah for sure. But since it's a heksher mitzvah, ksuva b'taira, it has the status kilu like the mitzvah itself. Or, let's say we all probably at one point or another saw the beginning of the second parak of Kiddushin. The Gemara says in the second parak of Kiddushin that there's a mitzvah for a person to be mekadesh a woman himself, not through a shliach. Why not? Mitzvah bo yoysa mi b'shulcho. You can appoint a representative to arrange Kiddushin for you, but it's a mitzvah to be at your own wedding. It's a good Eitzah too. Mitzvah and an Eitzah Toiva, a Mitzvah, a Wolf, you, Bashar Toiva, to be by your own wedding. Don't send a representative in your place. Why? Mitzvah bo yoysa mi b'shulchoi. Whenever you have a mitzvah, better you should do it yourself than to send a shliach to do it for you. Mitzvah bo yoysa mi b'shulchoi. However, the Netziv asks that there's no mitzvah in getting married. The Ran there says the mitzvah is not to get married. Other Rishonim disagree, but the Ran's opinion is the mitzvah is peruvu. Getting married is a preparatory stage. You can't have children unless a person, is going to be married, at least in halacha. It's not acceptable to have children outside of the context of marriage. So the only way to have children is to get married first. So it's a hechsher mitzvah. Why should we apply the rule mitzvah bo yoizmi b'shulchai if we're not discussing the mitzvah itself, we're discussing a hechsher mitzvah? It says in Itziv, because the pasuk says in Parashas Kiseitze, ki yikach ish isha, when a man will marry a woman, it's a hechsher mitzvah, haksuva b'taira. And whenever it's written in the Torah, it takes on the status of the mitzvah itself. Well, let's say baking matzahs. Baking matzahs also seems to be a hechsher mitzvah. But yet, the Rush was careful. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it over here. Many people have the minhag to go bake matzahs. Why do I have to go bake matzahs? I'll buy them in the store. Yet the Rush had the minhag to go and bake matzahs himself. Why would he go and bake his own matzahs? He could buy it just as well in the store. And baking the matzahs is just a hechsher mitzvah. So apparently, he says in the tziv, it's because baking matzahs is also a hechsher mitzvah, haksuva b'tayra, shmartimus ha-matzahs. This is a mitzvah to watch over the matzah, l'shem matzah. So since it's ksuva b'tayra, even though it's only a hechsher mitzvah, it's just to prepare me for the real mitzvah, which is the eating the matzah. But since it's written explicitly in the Torah, it takes on some of the qualities of the mitzvah itself. So too says in Itziv over here on Davdal Medalev Himsachim, that why is it, if Zriza Makdim on the mitzvah just means we should do the mitzvah the earliest possible time, but not before the time of the mitzvah has arrived, how could Zriza Makdim on the mitzvah require me to build a sukkah on Matzah Yom Kippur? The mitzvah is sitting in the sukkah, and that doesn't arrive until the 15th of Tishrei. So Zriza Makdim on the mitzvah should mean to sit in the sukkah the first possible opportunity, not to arrange the sukkah, beforehand. So the Nitziv says, no, here it's a little bit different, because here we're dealing with a mitzvah, a heksher mitzvah, which is ksuva b'tayra. Building the sukkah is a kiyu written in the Chumash, because the pasuk says, chag ha-sukkah is tasa l'chosh shivas yamin, and since it's a heksher mitzvah, ksuva b'tayra, it takes on the status of the mitzvah itself, and the person is obligated to build the sukkah as well at the first possible opportunity, and it's assumed to be that until Yom Kippur, a person is involved in the process of tshuva, he doesn't have a time to build a sukkah. When is his first opportunity? It's Matzah Yom Kippur, and that's why he should seize the opportunity and build a sukkah the first possible time. Okay, so Zriza Makdim on the mitzvah is derived from the pasuk by the Akedas Yitzchak, by Yashkim Avram Babaiker, a person should do a mitzvah at the first possible opportunity, and this applies to all mitzvahs, Rabbi say. The Chayyadim says a person should daven Mariv at the first possible opportunity. Zriza Makdim on the mitzvah, that's why the 10 o'clock Mariv, I mean, it's now not functioning, but it's also a little bit strange. We should daven Maariv at the first possible opportunity. We'll discuss tomorrow. What about eating supper before Maariv? Another Shiloh. So the 10 o'clock Maariv is not great, but whatever, we deal with it. But really, you should daven Maariv at the first possible opportunity. The reason why Gimel HaMitzvah is a person who should daven Shachris at the first possible opportunity, not to delay. We know you should daven Vasikin right at the time of Hanetzah Chama's reason by Dim Lamitz is a person should daven Mincha at the first possible opportunity. Mincha Gedolah's reason by Dim Lamitz is not to wait till the last minute like we all do, to daven Mincha at the last possible time. Person should daven Mincha, also Zrizim Akdim Lamitz. All mitzvahs a person should do at the first possible opportunity. So that's why we have a huge problem. When should a person get married? What would we say? Bar Mitzvah! Right after he finishes laying and we threw bags of candy at him at Haftarah. Okay, Ben Pliny, Labas Pliny, let's get it done now. We'll use the same Suda for everything. We don't have to make another meal. We can save a lot of money. Takanas for weddings. Let's do double up on the Bar Mitzvah Suda together with the wedding Suda. Why don't we have to do that? In fact, the Mishnah says in Masechtas Avos, when should a person get married? Ben Chomesh, Shanim, Lemikra, you should begin learning Chomesh at 5 years old. Over here, Ois Beis, and the Mar Mekomis. Ben Es, Lemishnah, learning Mishnah is at 10. Ben Shloish Esrei, Lemitzah. It's so funny how our Seder Achinach is so warped. We begin learning Chomesh around the age of 5, but then we begin Mishnah even before 10, and we begin Gemara way well before 15. There's Yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael that went back to the Seder of the Mishnah and Ovis, which seems to be advisable. I don't know why in America we feel the need to be Makdim Gemara before the kids know anything. But Ben Chomesh Shanim Mikra, Ben Ezra Shanim Mishnah, Ben Shleish Esrei Mitzvahs, when do you become a Bar Mitzvah? 13. Ben Chomesh Esrei Talmud. So when do you begin learning Gemara? 2 years after Bar Mitzvah. Ben Shmeina Esrei L'Chuppah, when do you get married? At 18. Ben Esrim Lirdorf, then you got to run for a Parnassah. Okay. So 18, you should be getting married. Why aren't we getting married at the age of 18? Even with all the takanas, I don't know anyone who's recommending that boys get married at 18. So Beis Shmuel already asked this kasha. Beis Shmuel, Simon Aleph of Evin Ezer, and this whole Simon of Apruvu. He asks, even though Chazal tell us that there's a mitzvah to get married at the age of 18, first of all, how could they say that? Well, let's deal with the primary problem before we get to contemporary settings. We're not even getting married at 18. How could Chazal do that? What happened to Bar Mitzvah? Why is getting married any different than any of them putting on tefillin? Why? Obviously, it's very different, but why should it be different? So the Beis Shmuel says, because a person is obligated to learn, and since he's obligated to learn, that entitles him to push off Puruvu, having children. Now, why is that? Why does learning, because a person, right, will get married, he'll have to earn a parnasa. He won't have an opportunity to learn. As the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Rechaim b'tzavaro, v'yasuk b'tayra, a person has a millstone on his neck. How is he possibly going to learn Torah? So he's allowed to push off getting married in order to learn properly. But it's not just because if he does it in the other order, he won't be able to learn subsequently. It's because the whole mitzvah of Purvu in our times is not so much about populating the world. It's really about, that's what it was when it was given to Adam Arishan in this week's Parsha, Purvu, Melulas Haaretz v'Kivshua. But after Maamad Har Sinai, the mitzvah of Purvu is only applicable to Jews. It doesn't apply anymore to non-Jews. The mitzvah is not just to populate the world. In fact, those that claim the world is overpopulated. Rather, what is the mitzvah of Purvu? To pass on the Messiah from one generation to the next. And that's why it only applies to Klal Yisrael. That's why a person who raises or who teaches Torah to someone else's child, Mala Vakasuv Ki'ilu Yalado, it's as if a person gave birth to that individual, or it's as if he's his own child because he's teaching him Torah. He's passing on the Messiah to the next generation, to that person's child. So he's considered a little bit to be the parent or the spiritual parent of that child as well. Because the mitzvah Purvu is about passing on the Messiah. So if the mitzvah Purvu is about passing on the Messiah, you have to know the Messiah first yourself before, in order so you have something to pass on. So it makes perfect sense that we delay getting married until the age of 18 so a person can learn Torah a little bit. The Mishnah and Ovid says you should delay getting married till 18 so a person can learn Torah and have something to pass on to his children, which is what Purvu is all about in the first place, until the age of 18. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, we're aware of this too, on Chav Tesim Abayz. Anyone who's in the parasha probably came across this Gemara. Ad chav shana yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzape la'adam masai yisa isha. When will the person get married? Kevin shegiya chav shana v'lo'nosa omer tepo katz moisev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says then his bones should rot if he gets to 20 and he hasn't gotten married. Why does bones rot? That's a pretty extreme, dramatic punishment. So the Ri'ah HaKadosh has a famous explanation. That it's because, where was Chava taken from? From the tzela, from the rib of Adam HaRishon. And the body is waiting to be reunited with that missing part of itself when a person gets married. V'hayu l'basar echad. And when he doesn't find that missing rib, right, so the whole skeleton now is compromised. Therefore the punishment is tepa kas ma'isav. His bones will rot and decay because he's not a completed individual. And it's taking him too long to put back the rib that he lost at the time of the creation of Adam HaRishon. Okay, fantastic explanation. But here you see, when are you supposed to get married by? By 20, not 18. Well, how did it get later than the Mishnah Novice? So Rashash has a famous comment in Ksubas and Daf Nunam Abayz, where the Rashash claims it depends on Machloikas HaTanoim in Chulin, how long does it take for a person to master his learning? Of course, you can't master Shas. Shas is a lifetime achievement award, right? All of these things. To master anything takes a lifetime. But how long does it take for a person to get his feet wet? For a person to really be self-sufficient in learning? Is it Machlekes in the Gemara in Chulin? Is it 5 years or is it 3 years? Because in one place, the Levim are commanded to do the Avodah at 25. In another place, and that's in one in Parshas Nasa, one in Parshas Baloyscha, and the other place, it's at the age of 30. Well, is it 25 or is it 30? So the Gemara says they have to begin studying the halachas at 25, and then they begin doing the avodah at 30. Why does it take 5 years to learn? Because it takes 5 years to master the halachas that apply to the Levim. So that's what the Gemara says in the second line of here. Ois hey mikan the talmud shlo ra simin yafa but mishnah say hey shanim shuvin aroya. If you're not seeing atzlocha in your learning, many people quote this after 5 years in one yeshiva or something. You know, then it's time perhaps to move on. Rabbi Yaisi says 3 years. No, it takes 3 years to master learning. You don't need five. So the Rashash claims that's the machlekes over here. When should a person get married? At 18 or 20? He needs to learn first for sure. So he's going to push it off, you know, past the age of 13. But he really needs to learn Gemara. Gemara is the ikar limud. When does he begin learning Gemara? 15. How much time does he need learning Gemara in order to have somewhat of the Messiah to pass on to his children? So one opinion is 3 years, 18. Fine, let him get married at 18. He's self-sufficient. Now he's set up in order to learn, you know, the rest of his life. And the other opinion is no, 20. He needs 5 years to master his learning. And that's why they pushed off getting married until 20. Okay, but how do we push it off longer in our times? We push it off longer in our times, presumably because we don't feel that we're ready at 3 years or 5 years, even though we're learning Gemara way earlier than 15. Most people don't feel that they're ready to be able to pass on the Messiah to the next generation until they're a little bit, you know, somewhat past 18, or maybe even still past 20. You know, at some point, a person has to bite the bullet and say, you know, I'm ready. You can't be preparing your whole life and never arrived, but within reason. And today it's even earlier than it was. When I was dating, they used to say in some yeshivas 24, not before. Now that's highly unrecommended, not recommended anymore. But people push off until they feel that they're ready to get married. Every person knows when he's realizes it on their own when they're ready. But you have license somewhat to push it off. Push off the mitzvah of pruvu until a person feels that he's self-sufficient in his ruchnias and he has the ability to pass on the mesorah to the next generation. What is the whole idea? Okay, so it's reason the makdim lemitzvahs we derive from here from the pasuk by Kedas Yitzchak. It applies to all mitzvahs. But what is the nature of reason makdim lemitzvahs and how does it interact with other milos that we have in terms of performing mitzvahs? So look over here. The Meiri says. For Yosef Engel and his Goyani Ashas over here, himself quotes this Meiri. And the Meiri says that it's a Milo. The reason why Magdim Lamitzis is not a Chiyuv, even though it's derived from the Pasuk in Parashas Vayero with regards to the Akedas Yitzchak, it's not an absolute obligation. You know, the mitzvah you have to do before the end time, that's an obligation. This is an advantage to do it as early as possible. It's what a Kaddish Baruch Hu wants. So a person shouldn't look lazy in the performance of the mitzvah, so I'll get around to it, he procrastinates. We do that with regards to our assignments, but we shouldn't do that with regards to the mitzvahs. That's something we should embrace, and we should rush to do it as soon as possible. Okay, it's the reason why I'm doing the mitzvahs. A nice idea, as we would say today, an inyan, or something along those lines. However, Taizis and Megillah seems to say something striking, which is really going to be difficult to swallow. Taizis says if a person doesn't do it at the first opportunity, that's considered to be a bito ha-mitzvah. He was mavatel the mitzvah. Why? Because the Gemara says in Megillah, mavatlin Talmud Torah lishmoya mikra Megillah. We stop learning Torah to come hear the Megillah, which is a weird statement because the Megillah itself is learning. Right, so how are we mavatal Talmud Torah to come here Mikra Megillah? It means a person stops his regular learning in order to go hear the Mikra Megillah. So too, the Gemara says, mavatal and kaihanim evadazim v'shma Mikra Megillah. The kaihanim stop their avodah in order to come hear the Mikra Megillah. So Taisa says, why do we call them mavatal in the avodah? They're going to do the avodah later, on in the day. They're not going to miss the avodah. So why do we call it mavatlin? So Taisa says, pushing off a mitzvah is ki'ilu a bito ha-mitzvah. It's not just I delayed in performing the mitzvah, and instead of getting an A+, I got an A-. It's not, the mitzvah's over, and now I got I got the makeup test. It's a whole different thing. So Taisa says in Megillah, he says, the kevam de mishahera yom ha-bizman ha-voida beheima nikon oisa b'shvil ha-kriya mishum ha-chi karele bito. It's a bito ha-mitzvah. So the Chazanish, at the end of his comments on Negoim, has this suffix. What is the status with a mitzvah that has a specific time? We know you have to do it as early as possible. If you don't do it as early as possible, let's say you forewent Zrizus. What if there's a mitzvah that there's no set time? Pruvu. There could be other mitzvahs like this. And a person delays. Is that bito ha-mitzvah? Or is that just delaying in the performance of a mitzvah and he's losing out on Zrizos, which is an inyan of Zrizos? Or is that actually a bito ha-mitzvah? So he claims, based on a Gemara Mesechtas Moed Katan, the Gemara says Moed Katan, the famous Gemara, the Gemara says that there are certain days, there's a mitzvah, let's say a person gets a negat saras, to look at the negat, to bring it to the Kohen, and to have it assessed, whether it's a negat saras or not. But the pasuk says, ubiyoim haroiz boy, on the day that he will see it. So Gemara says there are some days that we look at Negoim, there are some days that we don't look at Negoim. One of the days that we do not look at Negoim, we give you a reprieve, we tell you, come back another time, is a chasan during Shivus Yimei HaMishta. We say, you know what, the guy's in the middle of Shivus Yimei HaMishta, we're going to push off the Negate Saras until after. We push it off. Based on a pasuk, ubiyoim haroiz boy, there are some days you look, some days you don't look. One of the days we don't look is during a Yontif, another day we don't, Shivus Yimei Rego, or Shivus Yimei HaMishta, we push it off. So Chazon Ish says, that's because it was Xeris HaKosev to push it off. If it wouldn't have been Xeris HaKosev, since it's a mitzvah that doesn't have an end time, so Chazon Ish assumes a mitzvah that has an end time, you have to do it that day, push it off. I was mavatal the Indian of Zrizus, but the mitzvah I wasn't mavatal. But if I push off a mitzvah that has no end date, I have to do it one time in my life where I have a mitzvah that's, open-ended and I have to do it at some point, and I push it off every day or every second perhaps I push it off, it's already a bitul mitzvah. He's not sure. He sides with the fact that he thinks it's not a bitul mitzvah. It's not a bitul mitzvah. but he entertains the possibility that maybe it is. If it is, then we have a big problem, because then a couple, let's say, or a person wants to push off the mitzvah pruvu. Pushing off the mitzvah pruvu now is not just delaying an inyan of zrizos. Pushing off pruvu is a bitul hamitzvah of pruvu, which has a major ramifications for birth control discussions and things like that. Pushing off pruvu, according to one possibility in the Chazon Ish, is already a bitul hamitzvah. It's not just I'm losing out on the advantage of zrizos makdimah mitzvahs. It might actually be a bitul hamitzvah. The Chazon Ish claims in the end that it's not. He thinks that the reason why we needed Gzeiras HaKosev to tell me that I don't have to look at the Negoyim at the first possible opportunity is not because if I don't look at the first possible opportunity it's a bitul hamitzvah. It's because Negoyim, it's really just an inyan of zrizos, but Negoyim is something special. Because the Pasuk says, Hishomer b'nega hatzaras. Pasuk in Parshas Kisei say, be careful about the nega hatzaras. Do it carefully. So since the Torah says, do it carefully, I might have thought that there's an added reason you have to do it immediately. And it's not just Rizos. Perhaps there's even something more there. So that's why I needed Xeris HaKosev to tell me, no, give the guy a day, 7 days off if he's a Chosin. Give him 7 days off if it's a Yontif. Just delay it. Even though it's just an Indian of Rizos, push it off. I might have thought you even have to do it right now. He's Shomer B'nega HaTzaras. The Chazon Ish entertains the possibility that delaying a mitzvah that doesn't have an end date is in fact a bitul HaMitzvah, like Tosfos implied in Megillah. So this will conclude with this. There's a famous tshuva in the Dvar Avrom. The Dvar Avrom was the Kovner Rav before the war, the Rav in Kovner. Salvechik, I think, interacted with him. He met him. He was much older. He was a younger contemporary of Reb Chaim. So the tshuvas of the Dvar Avrom are very lumdish, yeshivish. They use them in yeshivas a lot. So there's a tshuva in the Dvar Avrom where he asks an interesting shaila that's brought up by the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Mila. Let's say a person has a Mila Bismana. Right, the child is supposed to have the bris mila today. Today is the 8th day, but then we have also a mila shaloi bismana today to do, meaning the child wasn't well. Lo aleinu, they had to push off the bris mila. They pushed it off. Today is the first opportunity they have to do the bris mila. But it's a mila shaloi bismana. Which do you do first, the mila bismana or the mila shaloi bismana? So it says in the Mefarshim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, you should do the mila bismana first. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. It's always nice to do a mitzvah on its proper day. The mitzvah that's delayed, you're the nachschlepper. You came coming late. You really should have come earlier. We're going to push you to the back of the line. You go last. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Today's this guy's day. He has the right to do it first. The Dvar Avram says just the opposite. He says the mila bismana, you have the whole day to do it. It's reasons to do it earlier. So fine, you're delaying Zrizos by doing it a little bit later, but all it is delaying Zrizos. The Mila Shaloi Bismana, now that the 8th day has passed, this is a mitzvah the guy has to do at one point in his life. Every minute that you delay is a bitul mitzvah. It's no longer the same mitzvah anymore. Wow. So that was the argument of the Dvar Avram. Rav HaKreinim rejected this Dvar Avram, which would mean you have to do it immediately. You have no right to wait around for a bris mila at all when you're dealing with a mila shaloi bismana. Most HaKreinim reject the Dvar Avram. They assume it's just an Indian of Zrizos, like the Chazon Ish sides in the end, even a mitzvah that's open-ended, like a mila shaloi bismana or puruvu or something along those lines. It's just an Indian of Zrizos. You should do it at the right time, but it's not a bitul mitzvah. They cite a tshuva of the Noid Behuda. Rabbi Yehuda said the practice was an Erev Pesach, as we know many people like to make a siyum in order so the people don't have to fast. Nowadays we make a siyum. In the times of the Rabbi Yehuda, they used to push off from Mila Shaloi Bismana to Erev Pesach. They would wait from December until Erev Pesach to do a Mila Shaloi Bismana, and that's how they got out of it. It was easier than, I guess, doing is they didn't chop around. They didn't, no one showed them Masechtos Harius. Or whatever they're doing, Midas and Yerushalmi, or whatever the Adam does. No, they didn't figure out that chap. Baruch Hashem, Ach Shadora, we figured out these things. So they used to push off a Mila Shaloi Bismana. So Noid Behuda says it's a terrible thing to do it. But he doesn't say it's because you're Mavat on the mitzvah of Mila if you push it off. He says it's that, you know, you're violating Jesus. But that's all he says. So it sounds like to push off a Mila Shaloi Bismana is or any open-ended mitzvah, the same would be true by Puravu when a couple needs to practice, wants to practice birth control and all these things, and we're weighing all the different considerations that go involved in that heavy-duty calculation, or a person pushing off getting married, all these things. It sounds like pushing off even an open-ended mitzvah is not really a bitul ha-mitzvah, it's more just an inyan of Zrizos. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, we're going to have to get to, I thought we'd get to today, we didn't, about what do we do about weighing Zrizos? It's an inyan, right? To do mitzvah the first possible time. What if there's other inyanim that a person needs to weigh, and that are counterbalancing over here? You want to do the bris at the earliest possible time, but I want my parents to be there, and they're driving in from somewhere else. Can we delay the bris mila in order so that they should be able to get there? So Mitzvah will deal with that, and then we'll move on to the other topics. All right, Chevra.